Hi, everybody. This is Pastor Chuck Allen, and I want to thank you for joining me on another Sugar Hill Church weekday podcast. There are so many things happening around Sugar Hill Church this time of year, and I want to encourage you to be a part of all of them. But if you're out on vacation or you're traveling and maybe you're on a plane or in a hotel, I want to encourage you to drop into the Sugar Hill Church app or go to sugarhill.church and find where you can watch past services. You can watch just past speaking or teaching or preaching. You can even just go in there and you can listen to what's going on and not need the video. You can listen to the sermon from that week, or even going back a year or so, find that. So tap into that resource and make sure it's a part of your plan as you travel headed into summer. Today, I want to take one statement and one piece of scripture and try to give us a really good look at humility and hubris. Take this statement: we cultivate humility in our hearts when we remember how far the Lord has brought us by His grace. Now think about that. Let me say it again. We cultivate humility in our hearts when we remember how far the Lord has brought us by His grace. Now listen to what 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 15 says. This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptance, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. Humility is modest and respectful. Hubris is proud and arrogant. Humility practices an egoless attitude. Hubris exhibits an egocentric persona. Humility has a proper perspective of its capabilities. Hubris is overconfidence. Humility depends on God and others. Hubris thinks it is self-contained. Humility is an aspiring virtue, where hubris is a venomous vice. In 1 Peter chapter 5, it says this: yes, all of you be submissive to one another and be clothed with humility, for God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. For most of my adult life, I've been a person that lived with hubris more than humility. But then over the past maybe 10 or 12 years, I've had such a unique series of events that the Lord has allowed to happen in my life, where I have now recognized that everything I've experienced was for my good and for God's glory. I must admit, I don't want to do them over again. I've had seasons where truly I was just mortified at what was going on in my life. I've had seasons where I've lived in deep depression, and I've had seasons where I considered taking my life. We live in a society that doesn't reward humility. We live in a society who rewards hubris. We all are somehow trying to be forced into a funnel about how we are more like Rambo, and there's no humility there. I guess the question I would ask us is this: do you daily dress yourself in the clothes of humility? Consider a hat of submission to authority, maybe a T-shirt of trust, a blouse of belief, a collared shirt of care, pants of prayer, a dress of dependence, a belt of boldness, socks of service, and shoes of gratitude. Humility, friend, that is lived out for the Lord requires intentionality in our body, in our soul, and in our spirit. Hubris hopes you dismiss humility as a strategy for the weak, but humility gives you access to grace, and that is where the Father steps in, and we are boldly approaching His throne. My friend, today, recognize the only good that we offer this world is the presence of Christ within our life. And recognize that with humility, God asks us to come to Him like a little boy to a grandpa and be able to say, "Can you help me?" And my friend, every human on the planet needs help. God bless you today. Take on the role and the robe of humility today. And when you do, I think you'll see right behind that the blessing and the encouragement of the Spirit of God. I look forward to seeing you this Sunday at Sugar Hill Church as we gather live at 9:30 and 11. If you're out of town, then you can always watch us on Facebook, or you can watch us at sugarhill.church. As a matter of fact, you can go all the way to live.sugarhill.church and watch it happen as it happens. Have a great day. Bye now.